State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready, and remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast. Festival for more details.
Welcome to Checking In with Michelle Williams, a production of iHeartRadio and The Black Effect. Everybody, I told y'all that season two was going to be amazing. It is going to be elevated in every way. And to kick off one of the newest episodes of season two is someone that is pretty amazing. Astounding resume, by the way. I can't read all that he's done, but he is an actor and recording artist. You've seen him on The Wire, 90210, and hit shows like Swagger and Shots Fired. He's also a Broadway actor. I know I'm kind of like giving y'all, making y'all go on a hunt of who it is. And he also made some people mad when publicly they found out he was not single. Y'all give it up for Tristan. I'm going to give the whole name.
Uh-huh.
Tristan Paul Mack Wiles.
Oh man, what's going on, everybody?
Come on in the building. Thank you for checking in.
Of course. Thank you for allowing me to check in.
You've been in the entertainment industry for a long time.
I think this year makes almost like 20 years or something like that. This, like, I'm turning 33 this year, so I've been in the business since I was about 13. So yeah, like 20 years this year.
20 years. You started at the age of 13.
Mm-hmm.
You're in your right mind.
Yeah.
Who was around you? What? How? Or do we just not hear more of your stories enough because we make it seem like if you were a child star, you're dysfunctional? You know what I mean?
I think for anybody to be great at anything, especially at a young age, you know, they say that genius borderlines that line between insanity and genius. There's like that.
Yeah.
There's like that small split. And I know a lot of people play on both sides. So the biggest thing for me was just my family. My family kind of really kept me grounded. My family kept me in place and reminded me always of where I come from, who I am. Not to let the glitz and the glam kind of pull me away from understanding who I am on the inside, and not letting the work, the job dictate who you are. You have to figure out who you are outside of your work. So yeah, that's my family.
That is amazing to have family that keeps you grounded. I get excited to go home to Illinois because I know my family, they're going to have me doing stuff that's considered normal. Like going to go get cornbread mix from the grocery store.
Exactly.
Mama somehow forgot all everything else except the cornbread mix. Or I remember having to go pick up nieces or and nephews from daycare or school. Just them saying, we don't care who you are. Can you go get us 5 pounds of catfish, please? Because we're going to fry.
Yeah, exactly.
I absolutely love it. You've got some amazing. And thank you, by the way, for answering that question. 20 years in the game and you've had an amazing, colorful career. Producer, actor. Hopefully you add author to your resume.
I want to. I want to. My wife has done that already, so I guess that's the natural progression to become an author as well. Yeah.
Okay, absolutely. Or, you know, writing your own plays or just something. You just seem so so cool, like you have a lot to offer, that in the 20 years we have yet to see the fullness of who you are.
I agree.
And your art. And your art. So amazing. I'm excited because you are a part of a four-part series called Profiled, the Black Man. You're the host of that, which I'm excited about because it's also executive produced by Tina Knowles Lawson.
By Mama Tina.
Come on. And Billy Porter. So it's a four-part series that tackles myths and misconceptions about Black men.
Exactly.
How Black men really feel about even women and how women are treated, the mental health. And it has a mixture of historical footage, real life testimony, and commentary from renowned thought leaders. And they tapped you to be the host.
Yeah, it's crazy. Even still thinking about it, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Because this is something, one, that's never been on television. We never had anything like this to help dispel a lot of the myths that are against us.
Yeah.
So for them to even consider me as someone who can host or guide the audience through this journey of dispelling these myths that have been placed against Black men, it's amazing. It's an honor. Honestly.
Mm-hmm. Now, as a host, is it hard to just be host, or do you, because as an actor, you've been in front of the lens, behind the lens. Do you kind of see, man, I wish this was directed this way or shot this way? Were you able to have some input in some of the commentary? Because I'd be taking advantage of all that you are on a series like this and as a Black man.
And I think that was one of the best parts about it. Trell Kristen and P. Frank, they often made sure that they wanted my voice to be heard as well. The things that I've been through, the misconceptions that I've been against, that have been placed against me. And just, they constantly would ask, like, you know, what is there anything that is relevant with this that matches to you? And just growing up the way that I grew up, growing up in Stapleton Projects and living in America as a young Black man, all of these things coincide with everything that I've done growing up. So yeah, I was like, listen, absolutely. I'm glad that you guys are allowing me to have a voice as well as giving the actual stats and the stats to everything that we're talking about.
Absolutely. So take us back. Instead of Profiled the Black Man, if you were to do Profiled Mac Wilds, the young Black little boy, like you said, growing up in Stapleton's Projects, would you have seen yourself here where you are today?
To a certain extent, yes. Because to come from where I'm coming from, or to come from where we all come from, these very small cities that a lot of times, a lot of our friends don't make it out of. The ones that we do see make it are the ones that have the huge dreams. The dreams that are bigger than they could even sometimes wrap their head around. And those are the dreams that I had. I had always had dreams of, you know, being on Broadway, dreams of doing movies. I've always had these dreams. So what I would tell the younger me is like, listen, those dreams came true. And you're still having dreams that you have yet to come true.
Okay. Yes. We all have dreams. Was there any point where you felt like, yeah, this might not happen?
Oh, often, very often. I think with anything, right? That's the thing about faith. Faith is believing in something before you can even tangibly, like before it's tangible, before it comes to reality.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of times when you're in that trek up that hill, that when you're in that battle and you're like, I don't see where the end is. I don't see that goal that I had before. And, you know, you'll get down on yourself, but there's always something about perseverance. There's always something about having that little bit more in you to go a little further, put one foot in front of the other and keep it going.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, that's where we pass the tithing. The tithe and offering. Can y'all hear? I'm rattling what I would have put all my dollar bills and coins. Because listen, it takes nothing to get me going. When you start talking about faith, which is simply believing that what you can't see is going to happen.
Yep.
Now, the unfortunate thing is that can work both ways.
Yes, exactly.
Faith in believing what you can't see is going to happen. Either it's, I can have faith that something ain't gonna happen, and I can have faith that something will happen. And guess what? Both of that is correct. Because if you keep thinking that what you're believing for is not going to happen, you're right. It's not going to happen.
You're absolutely right.
Because your thoughts, I don't know if you believe in your thoughts and words having power.
Absolutely.
Okay. Because I guess you wouldn't have even been able to tell us what your definition of the word faith is. And it's absolutely correct. Believing in what you cannot see. Mm-hmm. We believe in the air, even though we can't see it.
Even though we can't see it.
The O2 or whatever's in there. When you take that each breath that we take, we have the faith that whatever God done did up in the creation,
we're good.
We're good. But yet we don't have that for other things that we can't see as it relates to love and healing and our careers and other relationships. Thank you so much. I love when folks that I get to talk to have that mindset and faith being the foundation. So thank you for that. I was like, man, he got to add pastor to his resume as well. Come on, Pastor Wilds. Wilds Memorial Church of God in Christ, Presbyterian AME Methodist Fellowship.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
I'm also excited because you were in a play called Thoughts of a Colored Man. Mm-hmm. And I promise you, my manager also manages Luke James.
Yes.
I was like, I'm excited. I'm going. I'm coming. I'm on the way. And unfortunately, COVID just ruined something.
Yeah, ruined everything.
You know, such a powerful message in Thoughts of a Colored Man. What was a message that you wish that we could have heard about the project?
Man, that project to me is very, very near and dear to my heart, just because all of us put so much into it prior to it being actually on the stage. All of those days of rehearsal, were actually like therapy, you know, like being able to feel safe enough to tell the things that a lot of times Black men don't get an opportunity to talk about. So once we actually got it on the stage and we were able to get it in front of people, the resounding result, like what we were hearing from everyone was, you know, that we were being seen as Black men. Black men were seeing Black men. Black women were seeing Black men. Anybody of any race, color, creed, they were seeing Black men. And that was amazing. So I think the word that I would want, that I wish would have got out a little more about it, was the empathy. After the theater, you leave with a lot more empathy for not only just for Black men, but for people as a whole. Which coincides with Profile, the Black men. It's very much like you leave understanding we're more alike than we think. Black men a lot deal with a lot of stuff that we don't talk about or don't know how to talk about. And just being able to see each other and give each other a little more space and grace.
Mm-hmm. Maybe y'all come back and do like the play for us to see on a streaming service, Netflix or HBO.
That's what we're praying for, but you know, we'll see what happens.
Or it comes back, or you tour in select cities. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's got to happen. When you were talking about Black men go through a lot and don't say anything, I don't know if we really understand that, especially as a woman. Mm-hmm. We can see a man's physique and we feel like they're as strong as the weights that they can lift and don't realize, okay, he can have broad shoulders, but he's carrying a lot. He's carrying more than the weight he's lifting at the gym.
Yeah.
I promise you, I wrote down for you mental health and the Black man.
Hmm.
And how there are two projects that you've done that are targeting the Black man. But my heart goes out. I hate to hear where you're like, we go through a lot that we don't even talk about.
Yeah.
And what's the common thread of the why, do you think?
For me, as a Black man, it goes back to just, I guess, the way that we're raised a lot of times, you know, the whole, which we'll get into on episode, I think episode 4 of Profile the Black Man, of like Black Men Don't Cry, just the way that we're raised, the mindsets that we are constantly placed, that are placed upon us. Oh, you know, as a young boy, hey, stop crying. Men don't cry. Mm-hmm. Like all of those thought processes. And then once you get older and you get into relationships, even the way that our partners are raised, we don't feel safe enough to divulge our how we feel or our inner turmoils, because it could be either used against us at a later day, or it could be like, oh, he's soft, or he's, you know, come on, you got to man up. It's always the man up situation. So you never have a place that you feel safe enough to actually emote or just let the weight off of your shoulders.
Ooh, well, I'm excited. I don't know which episode he's on, but my friend Jay Barnett is a therapist. I'm going to assume he's on episode 4, Black Men Don't Cry. So episode 1 has already aired, and that's Black Men Are Dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Which is like, my experience, Black men have been some of the most, I would say, protective. Although there's a few in every race.
Of course.
Where you be like, whoa. You, my brother, need therapy and Jesus. Like, you need all. You need all of it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a favorite? So you got Black Men Are Dangerous, episode 1. Mm-hmm. Black Men Are Absent Fathers, which is like, not true. When you say Black men are dangerous, instead of saying, not all, but maybe one or two, you know. Black men devalue Black women and Black men don't cry. 4 paralyzing myths and lies.
And lies.
That have shaped the way even your unborn son, which I'm going to hope one day you have.
Lord willing.
He is going to be born into, not by you and your household.
No, but he will be born into a society that's still...
That thinks that. But we're so glad that even networks, Discovery Plus, you know, is making sure that this happens. And I hope that people are watching it.
And I hope so, too. I think it's something that needs to be seen. I think it's something that needs to be heard. I think there's a lot of people out there who can learn from this, you know, shout out to Discovery Plus for allowing us the space to do something like this. My favorite episode, though, if I had to choose, and it's just because of how surprised I was by all of the statistics around it, would probably be of that Black men devalue Black women. Understanding our actual relationship with our women after seeing it played out so many different ways on social media, different tabloids, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You see or they sell us this dream that Black men don't love or don't protect our Black women. And again, as you said, there are a select few, but it's like they put the spotlight on those select few and make it a full story of what all of us do.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, I am so excited about this series. Everybody that is listening, please catch up. The good thing about streaming is you can always rewatch.
You can always go back.
You can always go back. And the great thing, we talked about Black men devalue women. Well, we know that you value your mother.
Yes.
And we also know that you value your wife.
Yeah, yeah.
Miss Christine Hammond, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep, yep.
Christine Hammond Wilds. I don't know if what's on her license right now.
It's Christina Wilds. She knocked it off. She's like, listen, I want that last name. I said, you got it.
Come on. I'm snapping my fingers, as y'all can hear. I feel that you are intentional about keeping your personal life as quiet as possible.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't say why is that, because I know people always look for cracks to look and feel and detonate and make stuff so serious. But how important has the evolution of being a Black husband and Black father, how has that changed for you in the last few years?
I think for me, it's really like a revitalization in a way.
Yeah.
They say once you become married, you two are become one, right? It's in the Bible. Like your marriage, you guys become one. So I think with that being married in its own, like by itself, now we have each other's energy to feed off of. Those days that I feel like I don't have it, I know she may have it and she can push some energy into me. Or those days that I see that she's a little low, it's like, all right, babe, come on, I got you. I got your
back. I saw that y'all was in a gym or something and she was like, I don't feel like it. And I think she said you pushed her. You know, so y'all, he's just not talking it. It's actually true.
it's real, man. It's real. Mm-hmm. And then on top of that, having Tristan, my baby, now you have another why. Like the reason why you do things. Like everybody always asks, what's your why? My why is I get a chance to watch her every morning. Like that's my why. Like,
yes.
And she has my name. So I can't mess that up for her. I have to make sure that my name and her name is as I can do as much as I possibly can so that when she becomes of age, she doesn't have to deal with half of the things that I had to deal with.
Yes. AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
My name is Johnny B. Goode. And I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, Centratech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, Mac, is that's part of your whole name, your real name?
Yeah, actual birth name.
Tristan Paul Mac.
Tristan Paul Mac Wild, yes.
Now, out of all the three that's in there, Tristan, Paul, Mac.
Mm-hmm.
I love them all, by the way. Paul Wilds is incredible. Mac Wilds is incredible. Tristan Wilds is incredible. What made you say, like, okay, Mac is going to be, that's the vibe we're going with?
So I stayed with Tristan Wilds very early on, like when I was first starting to do acting.
Okay.
And when I was transitioning into music, I wanted to have the people, the audience, or just anybody who would be willing to listen to understand that they're getting a deeper side of me. It's not the Tristan Wilds who's playing characters. I'm going to give you another layer of who I am, and this is Mac Wilds. I didn't want to go with Paul Wilds. That's my dad's name. I was just like, okay, Mac Wilds. It was something that was distinct away from what I was doing acting-wise. And now it's to show everyone that they're both one person. It's Tristan Mac Wilds, just the whole thing.
That's Paul it. Is,
yeah,
just like you Tristan said, Mac that's Wilds. My daddy.
Yeah, that's my daddy.
Now, we just got past like Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Or as
mm-hmm.
some folks would say, Valentine's.
Valentine's.
Y'all, I'm telling you, I will cancel you. If I won't date you, if you come up to me talking about some, yo, Michelle, I just want you to say happy Valentine's. Bro, it is an N. As in Nancy, not M as Michelle. It is Tines. Is that a big deal in your home, Valentine's Day?
I try to make sure that Valentine's Day is every day.
You better speak.
I try to make sure that Valentine's Day is every day. So, you know, one of the biggest things now, I think, with any relationship, as we all know, is that as time progresses, I've been with Christina since we were 15, on and off since we were 15, 16 years old. So we've gone through different stages of each other, understandings of each other. And I think even now in marriage, this being our second year of marriage, it's a whole nother understanding of each other. So this is the moment where I'm making a concerted effort to constantly learn or relearn my wife. So that's why I say Valentine's Day is every day, because every moment that I get a chance to really relearn her, the things that she likes, the things that she doesn't like, that's another opportunity to really to show off and show out for her.
So you're 32.
Yes.
You've known Lady Wilds since you were 15.
Mm-hmm.
So at this point, people are going to say, you guys are experts at this point, you know, in relationships. What would be something that you would tell the listeners as it relates to, let's see, not losing hope in love? I'm going to throw that at you.
Not losing hope in love.
So many people are just jaded or about love. Like,
a lot of people. I know personally a lot of people who are jaded about love or by love, friends, like really close friends. And the thing that I constantly tell them is that, you know, and this is only after I've read the book All About Love by Bell Hooks. I think we all have a fairy tale, fantastical idea of what love is. You know, we think that it's this soul bearing deep feeling that, mm-hmm. oh my God, it's this and it's that. But love is actually an action. Love is actually extending yourself for the betterment of someone else without looking for anything back. So when I tell people about love or what I believe love is, mm-hmm. and having a very succinct definition of what love is, you start to look at it differently. You start to approach it differently. Love is a selfless act. Love is all of the things that it says in the Bible. You know, it's love is kind. It is patient. You have to think of all of those things as actions. Like when your partner isn't at their nicest, it's up to you to be kind. That's what love is. When it's time to be patient and you have to be patient with the person that you love, that's what love, like it's the doing. It's not just the feeling.
Mm-hmm.
So for anybody who's feeling hopeless in love, I would tell them to understand first what love actually is, and then apply that where necessary.
It's so profound. Because a lot of us, we don't know what love is. And we operate out of that ignorance. Not only do we operate of not knowing what love is, we also just we operate out of so many deficits, expecting that other person to feel everything that we're deficit in, instead of learning what love is and allowing love to fill you up. That's so good. That is so, so good. Any music on the way?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely some music on the way. I'm actually, now that I'm finished with the play, I get a little more time to myself. So I'm starting to get myself, slide myself back into the studio and just getting back around music so I could knock some stuff out. I really want to drop something for everybody probably like the second half of the year.
Well, we will be waiting and very excited, because I need people to know, when you're doing Broadway, I'm sure you might have had an understudy, but 8 shows a week
is nuts.
You it have time nuts. To do nothing.
Nothing at all.
And the time that you do have, you got to rest your voice. You got to do this. Or the time you do have, it's for your wife and your beautiful daughter. And I love the stability of it, because you know, okay, at 5 o'clock, well, for me, at 5 o'clock, they're going to pick me up. By 11 o'clock, I'm walking out the door. 5 o'clock, because us ladies, we had hair and makeup to get into. Now, you probably can walk in the door at 7, you know.
Walk in at 7, and I do my little ritual, brush my hair, the whole 9, and I'm ready. I'm ready for curtain at 8.
Like, see, you're ready. So I love the stability of knowing the schedule, but I think it also builds all types of muscles. Of course, it builds all type of muscles, because it's one take. You don't get a do-over. So if you flub a line, you better know how to
keep going.
Bruh. It's absolutely hilarious. Well, I am thankful for you. My podcast was inspired by my book Checking In, and the subtitle is How Getting Real About Depression Saved My Life and How It Can Save Yours Too. I've never read or heard anything about you having to deal with depression or anxiety, but I'm sure with the type of career that you have, it has been stressful.
Absolutely.
Any encouragement for listeners who love you, and if they could talk to you, they could say, Mac, I've been feeling really, really down. What would be something that you could leave that person with today?
Well, it's funny, because I did struggle with depression. I spoke about it with, they called me dad for the Oprah Winfrey Network. And that was the first time that I actually got a chance to talk about it. And to me, having my daughter and Christina coming back in my life at that time that she did, that's kind of what saved me. So what I would say to anybody who's those moments where you feel your lowest, those moments that you feel like you don't have it, and I think all of us who have dealt with depression, you realize that you need a few tools, because it's not something that ever goes away. It's something that it lives in you, and you have to have your specific tools to learn how to deal with it. And for me, my tools are, I'll go drive. Like I love to drive the car and just listen to music. I'll go work out. You got to do something that'll kind of give you that quick pop of, I need to be here, or the feeling, just something that gives you a quick, good feeling. If it's cooking, you know, get you a night, cook something real fast. If it's baking, I love to bake too, you know, something real fast. So you have to find your tools, find the things that can spark a little bit of happiness in you. And once you see that little bit of light, you follow it. Just keep going.
Absolutely. Everybody, just know that a lot of people that you see on your TV screens or you hear on the radio musically, they go through it too. And just know that I can speak for Mac, knowing that how much he loves you, because we can't do what we do without y'all support. Absolutely. I can't sit here and talk to Mac without y'all having downloaded episodes for even, you know, iHeart and the Black Effect to continue to give me the platform to be here with you. So just know you can make it, you will make it. And Max said something so amazing about faith, and it has to be a daily thing. Keep believing that what you can't see that can transform your life will absolutely happen. And I think that has to give you the even the hope to keep going, to keep living, you know. And I know you've seen, Mac, what we've been all seeing the past couple months of deaths by suicide amongst us. Yeah. It's been so heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing your story.
Of course.
You know, and we're not ending on a low note. We're ending on a note for everybody to go and reflect.
Yes.
Mac, you've had a beautiful, amazing career. And like I said, I know we haven't even darn near touched this peak of it. You're 32.
Uh-huh.
I'm 10 years older than you. So yes, I'm excited about what is to come. And please, from our hearts to yours, please let Christine and Tristan give them our love. And I probably heard somebody running around in the background. Did I hear little baby girl?
You definitely heard her.
Yeah, she's like, yeah, daddy, it's been 40 minutes. Say bye-bye. Check in, give the benediction, and check out.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Wow. You guys, his project, Profile of the Black Man, it's out right now. It can be streamed on Discovery Plus. And again, Mac, we thank you so much for checking in.
Of course. Thank you.
I loved this conversation with Mac. He's so grounded and just very calming and soothing to talk to. Y'all already know I absolutely loved when he mentioned the word faith and how it's believing in something that you can't even see right now. So I want you to get something in your mind that you want to happen. You don't even see it yet. You don't know how it's going to happen, but faith tells you that it will. I'm so excited for the thing that you're believing for. You don't know how it's going to happen. And guess what? It ain't none of our business how it's going to happen. We just are to trust and believe that it will. And that's faith. I am just truly excited for the rest of his future and his marriage and more children, if that's what they decide. Just seems like he'd be a cool dad. So I would have loved to have seen his play, Thoughts of a Colored Man. But since that was canceled by COVID, once again, you have a chance to see Profiled, the Black Man. Again, it's a 4-part series and it is on Discovery Plus. He's the host of that, and it's executive produced by Tina Knowles Lawson and Billy Porter. Y'all check it out and let me know what you think. And again, thank y'all so much for tuning in every week and just telling everybody about it. I got great news. I mean, stuff is just tripling and quadrupling as far as downloads and people listening. And I know it's because of you, because we haven't got a publicist and told them to shout it from the rooftops. And I'm excited to do that. But it's been amazing just growing it organically. And thank y'all so much again. Season 2 is rocking and I can't do without you. You guys take care. Know that you are loved. And remember, it doesn't take a whole lot of faith. Scripture just talks about a little mustard seed of faith. A mustard seed is really small. But at the same time, I encourage you to increase your faith if you can. So, all right. Love you. Thanks again for checking in.
Checking In with Michelle Williams is a production of iHeartRadio and The Black Effect. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Are coming back to Atlanta right now. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.